The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
We are going to talk about how you can travel around Ireland on planes, trains, automobiles, on your bike, how to get around this gorgeous country if you want to use public transport. I'm delighted to say Nicola Brady is joining me. And I'll be honest with you, Nicola, I might have considered going around Europe right on their public transport, but I just wouldn't have thought it was that feasible in Ireland. I'm wrong.
Well, I think so. This is the kind of the drum that I beat. I think there's such a perception that you cannot see a lot of Ireland or public transport. And yeah, if you're going to compare us to like Switzerland or Japan, probably not quite as hot, but you can see so much on the various different public transportation loops that we have.
So where do you think in Ireland is the right place to start if you want to tackle the idea of a staycation on public transport?
I would say if you start in Cork City, then you're on to a winner, because there are so many different train links that are really quick, really easy, and take you right from the city out. And I think that the idea of having like a hub town is a really good idea, because it means you're not trying to get from A to B to C to D all in a day. You can base yourself in a larger town or city and then sort of shoot out on day trips. So Cork is one of my favorites. You can head out to Cove. The train from the centre of Cork out takes about 30 minutes and it goes right along the water. Like, it's one of the most beautiful short train rides. You're going right over Loch Mahon and the River Lee and sort of skirting the coastline down. You can stop in Fota on the way, and it's actually a gorgeous little station. It's a really cutie, like historic looking one. And then you can walk out, go to the wildlife park, go to Fota House. And actually, if you walk from the station around to Fota House, you're sort of skirting the wildlife park. So when I did that a couple of years ago, I could peek in and see the tigers getting fed and the lions. So it was really cool. And then the house is beautiful as well.
And what else can you see if you base yourself then in Cork City? You say you can get out to Fota Island or out to Fota House, out to Cove. Where else?
I would also say Middleton is a great spot. Like, the train, it's so well connected on the train. So, I mean, you could do Cove and Fota in a full day and really make the most of that. Go out to Spike Island, do the Titanic experience, all of that. And again, going out to Middleton, doing the distillery, and then you can actually do a tasting without having to worry about driving back as well.
Oh, that's a good idea. Now, the one thing that I think about when I go to Cork, for example, is I want to get out of the city.
Yeah.
You know, I want to get out to West Cork. I want to get out to the beautiful beaches. I want to hike. Is that feasible?
More so than you would think. So, and I did this last year. So if you go to Discover Ireland, have a brilliant section about car-free travel. And I've just said it is brilliant. And I did write some of them. So it sounds like I'm tooting my own train horn. But there's brilliant itineraries. So Skibbereen, now it's a bus that you'd have to get from Cork down. But again, it's a gorgeous route. And then when you're there, all of the local link connections are amazing. Like, you can go out to Baltimore and then go to Cape Clear, hike out to the Beacon. And it's a quick enough, if you're basing yourself in Skibbereen, there are all the kind of things you can do. Now, yeah, the really remote beaches aren't going to be as accessible on one of the buses, but there's so much that is.
What about accessing that information? Because that's the bit that I find a bit difficult sometimes in Ireland. Like, where is the local link? What times does it go? Where are the bus stops? What's the right direction? How do I link all the travel up?
Yeah, that is a bit trickier because I think people just assume, if I'm going by bus, you go to Bus Éireann. Or if I'm going by train, go to Irish Rail. If you go to the Transport for Ireland, they have all of that. You could put in your route and it will give you all of the options. Google Maps is brilliant as well for that, actually. And it just gives you the route, then you can double check it. I think because people don't immediately think of local link when they're planning a journey, they don't realise how much of the country is super accessible.
I'm very excited to say you have Letterkenny, my own hometown,
hey,
down here on your list. Did you do that just for me, or is this a really genuine option for people?
Happy accident, because I think Port Donegal for years, and I always feel sad for the no trains, but people just assume there's no way of doing it at all without a car. But again, I was there last year or the year before. The local link is fantastic and it goes all the way up Glenveagh National Park. There's a quick enough bus that goes there. The timings are amazing. It really sort of factors in someone's going to Glenveagh for half a day. So you can go and do the hikes, go to the tea room, see the castle, and then come back. And you know yourself how gorgeous that whole area is. So you can spend the journey looking out the window without worrying that you're going to plummet off the side of the road.
And you can also see other parts of the county, 100%. You say, because people want to go up to the peninsulas. They want maybe to get up to Inishowen or get up to the Fannin Peninsula.
Yeah, you go up to Fannin. So when I went, there was only one a day. Now there are four buses a day. Take you all the way up. And again, gorgeous route up the edge of that peninsula. You can go to Fannin Lighthouse, which is beautiful. And they have accommodation there as well. They're little light keepers' cottages. Gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And then
it's on the bucket list.
Yeah. You can go up and take the bus. It takes around an hour and 20 minutes. Like, it's not a short hop, but you are going to the very tip. And then on the way back down, you can go to Rathmullen or Ramelton and see those little towns along the way.
Oh.
Yeah, just gorgeous.
I can picture it all. Absolutely gorgeous. What are the, I suppose, positives to travelling via public transport? Sell it to car lovers who would really struggle with that idea.
See, it is a tough sell if someone is a real car lover. But I would say, so for example, I used to live in Leitrim, quite close to Sligo. And Strandhill, great day out. Everyone loves it. The parking there, just driving in and trying to find parking, going through all the different bits, that's completely eliminated if you're going on public transport. You don't have as much flexibility, but that is out of the question. Like, trying to find parking, paying for petrol now as well. Like, it all adds up. And I think if you have something that gives you a similar level of freedom, then you could potentially convert a car lover.
Will you make a saving on it, though?
I've tried to do this maths in the past. And you know what? Sometimes I think you do. I think the local links are really well priced. And for a lot of them, if you're paying with your Leap card, it's 30% cheaper anyway. So I guess if you're on your own comparing it to driving out, I would say possibly, but also I don't know.
Yeah, see, that's what I wonder in Ireland, particularly if there's a few of you, if you're a family, for example.
That's what I was thinking. If there's one of you, yes. If there's a few of you, but for families, it's always cheaper for the kids.
All right. I'm getting some texts coming in here. Uh-oh. Cork City to Skibbereen and to Baltimore, says George from Skibbereen. You can do that. Mm-hmm. And when did walking, Kira, turn into hiking? I like to call my walking a hike. It just makes me feel better if I'm doing a little bit of exercise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't judge me for that. All right, Nicola, thanks so much for that. Back after this.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.